Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1, 2, 3, USA!
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella.
Well, Ken alluded to this during his lead at 6:30 this morning, but while Tom Brady and Tom Brady Sr. are taking shots at New England, Mac Jones is at work. Is that correct, Ken? Mac Jones, we know nothing about his father, virtually nothing about his girlfriend other than they work on plays together in the backyard, nothing about his pets, nothing about his hobbies.
Right.
The man is working on his football game.
But according to my sources, he has yet to enter the end zone today.
That's still, all right. So. Give him time.
I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
Give him time. It's the old line.
It's the Wednesday
series. It's the receivers.
Series.
It's new. There's a lot of things that are going on right now, so we don't listen.
Right.
Give him time.
I should have known you would like to get back to your lead, which was that Mac Jones is getting breaks from critics that Cam Newton didn't get. Like the O-line is being blamed.
Am I lying?
No.
Thank you. Damn rights. Is Mac Jones getting a break when it comes to the criticism because it's everything going on around him?
Damn rights.
We're 2 weeks into the season.
Well, we were 2 weeks into the season
last
year.
And the only thing, near as I can tell, the only thing that those who want to find something to nitpick about with regard to Mac Jones can find is that, geez, I wish
they could score more.
Why isn't he throwing the ball down the field?
I guess you don't have to score in the NFL. What's scoring anyways?
Did they score enough points to beat the Jets?
Yeah, you could have beat the Jets.
Right.
Okay. I could have beat the Jets.
Did they score enough points to beat a good team in week one?
Yes, they did.
Oh, they did?
If not for a fumble, yes.
16 points?
Did he fumble the ball? did he fumble the ball? I mean, they were set up for a field goal that would have won that football game if not for a fumble.
Did they score enough points in week two of last year to beat the Seattle Seahawks?
Who fumbled the football? Who did not get in the end zone in that game? That was Cam Newton.
Well, what if they had a good offensive line?
Score enough points to beat Buffalo last year until Cam Newton fumbled the football?
Imagine if they had an offensive line last year that could block it up. He might have got in the end zone.
Okay,
Mac Jones wasn't even allowed to go inside the end zone motel today, which was weird.
It drives me nuts. Like, the guy is a rookie who's played two games in the NFL. And they want him to be those who are criticizing him want this offense to be like Tom Brady's 12th year in the league. I mean, give me a break.
Well, I want you to be able to go out there and score points.
But we have been talking about them maybe waiting a little bit to see if he can open it up now going into week three.
That's
week four.
The dumbest thing ever. Why
Ty Law said it yesterday?
Yeah,
too.
But what would be the perfect game to open it up and see if he could do that? Through the first four games, if you
week
were the
two.
Coach, exactly, week two against the Jets, who are not very good, a rookie coach and a rookie quarterback, that's the game.
No, not with Trent Brown out.
Wait till week four.
When specifically are you talking about? Like, are you talking about the fourth quarter when Bill doesn't want him out there throwing
a
pick?
No. I'm talking about from the beginning of the game. I'm talking about from Jump Street, right? When you look at this – you look at the New Orleans Saints are coming into town. All right? We know that they have a pretty good defense. You look at the Patriots offense, and I've given Mac Jones credit for being smart with the football, right? Mm-hmm. And
no turnovers.
No turnovers.
That's what you want.
And that's what you want. But there's got to come a point in time where you go, okay, we are calling plays. I don't think Josh McDaniels is calling plays. And if you go back and you look at how Mac Jones has looked in the quarterback, looked in the pocket, Josh McDaniels is not calling plays where every receiver only runs 5 yards. He is actually calling plays where receivers are going deeper downfield. You have to come, and we talked to Belichick, and Belichick said it's about the skill set in the quarterback and his confidence. But there comes a point in time where you got to go, okay, you know what? I'm not doing anything reckless like Zach Wilson, but I am pushing the ball downfield a little bit. I'm creating it so where defensively they don't always have to worry about they don't have to worry about all they're going to do is check down.
But isn't that good? Wouldn't you want him to be confident once he wants to open it up?
But why would you wait till week 4
It might not be him waiting. It might be his confidence levels. Like, I think Zach Wilson is overconfident. You look at
Zach
Trevor
Wilson,
Lawrence.
What you saw from Zach Wilson and the Jets, and by the way, other other rookie quarterbacks, is exactly what I don't want when it comes to Josh McDaniels and Mac Jones.
But you won't get that.
That kid is going to be seeing ghosts for the next 3 weeks.
But see, anybody who compares Mac Jones to other quarterbacks, they don't understand football.
Really?
Because you wouldn't get that from Zach Wilson or Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence if they played for the New England Patriots and they were with this coaching staff. If Zach Wilson was with the Patriots coaching staff, he wouldn't be doing the things that he's doing with the Jets. If Trevor Lawrence was with the New England Patriots coaching staff, he wouldn't be doing the things that he's doing. So let's not go, Mac Jones. If Mac Jones was with the Jets, he'd probably be doing the same thing Zach Wilson would be doing.
But you can compare them when you talk about confidence. Zach Wilson, you're saying
Zach
Wilson
plays on it. So Mac Jones doesn't have confidence?
Well, that's what you're saying. It's up to him to decide whether he wants to throw down the field.
Right.
And he's not confident enough to do that. Zach Wilson is playing on a less talented team and is overly confident, and he's getting himself in trouble.
So now what you're telling me is now Mac Jones is not confident.
No, I'm saying what you told me.
What's that?
That Mac Jones, it's based off confidence. You said Belichick said it's based on the quarterback's confidence. So if Mac Jones isn't confident, he's not throwing it down the field.
But does he look confident to you?
Yeah.
Oh, he does, to throw the ball down the field. He hasn't thrown ball in the end zone.
No, but I'm saying I think he seems pretty confident, but I think he's playing it safe.
So playing it safe means that you're not. Why are you playing it safe?
Because you're not confident. You don't want to screw up.
So then, therefore, he's not confident in his abilities.
Safe!
To throw it. And I'm not saying.
You're back on this. Are you back on this check down thing? He's the check down king, and
didn't we criticize Cam Newton for being the check down king?
Oh my god.
We criticized
Cam Newton because he couldn't convert on a third down. That's why we criticized Cam Newton. Mac Jones has converted I don't know the percentage.
I can tell you the percentage.
Okay, what's the percentage?
He was 3 for 14 against the Jets on third down. That's pretty damn good, right? The week before, I'll give him credit, against Miami, they were 11 for 16. They were 3 for 14 in week 2 against the New York Jets on third down.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have they taken shots at the end zone? How many times, when they get inside the 20, because everybody's like,
the end zone's Voldemort.
But when they get inside the 20-yard line, or even the...
If you're talking about the fourth quarter,
when
they get down
quarter there
and they run the ball 3 times and then kick the field goal, Bill is not going to... He doesn't want him throwing a pick in the end of that football game.
I'm not
game.
Talking
it's
about
obvious.
The fourth quarter, Greg. I'm talking about their first possession. They get the ball downfield and they settle for a field goal. You get inside the 20-yard line. So Josh McDaniels not calling no plays where an actual receiver, if he does happen to catch the ball, will be in the end zone? Is that what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, he's not, because he is calling those plays, because when you see Mac in the pocket, he's looking downfield, looking, check down. So that tells me two things. A, either the receivers ain't getting open, which – the receivers couldn't get open last year, but they criticized Cam Newton for not throwing the ball downfield. Or B, he's not confident to push the ball downfield.
Some good football talk. Can we check Greg's pits? Can we get a pit, can we get a pit check right now?
Very,
oh, wow. Whoa.
Very swampy.
Oh, my Lord.
You need I will say this.
I will say that. Wiggy is right about one thing. Cam is the very best quarterback not currently playing in the league.
No, I didn't say that.
At this moment.
No, I didn't say that.
Jacoby. He is absolutely right about that.
No, all I said, all I said, Greg, if you listen.
Is Cam, are Cam and his dad doing plays in the backyard like Mac and his girlfriend?
This has nothing to do with Cam Newton. All I said.
Yes, it does. It has everything to do with it.
All I said were people were fraudulent. Because last year they used to criticize me for making excuses for Cam, but this year all I hear is it's the O line, it's Josh not wanting to open up the playbook, it's the receivers.
Cam Newton.
All right, let's get the cannon. What is trending right now?
No, not now. You're late.
We're gonna take a break.
All right, take a break. Also, a little tease: the Edelman sound, if you want it.
Okay, from inside the NFL.
Yeah.
All right. Where he didn't even acknowledge the show, Bubs Edelman. Boy, talk about frosty relationships. I mean, the governor, look how far that relationship has come. The governor is listening to the replay of this show this morning at 5:30 and texting us, right. And Edelman won't even acknowledge us on Inside the NFL. We'll be right back.
WEEI. Here's what you missed on Merloni and Fourier.
Mac Jones looked so good. In week one, that Josh McDaniels being too conservative, that he needs to take shots down the field. Josh McDaniels is doing the right thing. Do you want the Patriots to sit there and say, okay, let's put it in the right arm of Mac Jones, like the Jets do with Wilson? Look around. Look at the guy you just played. There is nothing wrong with doing what he's doing right now.
Maloney and Fourier. Afternoons 2 to 6. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Heard in Boston and throughout all six New England states.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora joins Merloni and Fourier 2:30 this afternoon from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. In this hour, the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Window World of Boston, 800-NEXT-WIN or windowworldofboston.com.
How will you feel when you come to Gillette Stadium for that game?
Very nostalgic. That was our home for 20 years. And, the fans embraced Tommy and the city embraced Tommy and the team embraced Tommy for a while. And so when he comes home, it's going to be a real treat that he spent 20 years making his mark in Boston. We owe a lot to the Patriots and a lot to Boston. And, like every phase in life, things move on. Our kids get older. Our kids move on. They move out of the house. They go elsewhere. And that's kind of what it's like for Tommy right now, where he's moved elsewhere. And wherever he is, we support our kids. And Tommy's no different than the rest of us.
great Joan Jett, Ken Laird.
Yeah, happy birthday to Jones. Not young anymore, 63 today.
63 years old, Joan Jett.
A potential future James Bond.
She can play a James Bond.
Well, they could do, that's what they should do, is do like a senior citizen version of James Bond.
<It's>, I think you get canceled.
Right? You know, like they, like rather than the Aston Martin that is able to shoot from the tailpipe, senior James Bond could have a walker that, where daggers come out of it, or
and
something
the Sox
like
game
that.
On the radio.
Have you seen the? This is ridiculous. Have you seen the mini Aston Martin that parents can buy for their kids?
$150,000 for it. That'll be Brady's Christmas gift to all of his friends who have kids. Baby shower gift.
I've already
Giselle.
Seen one of those in Ernie Bach's car salon.
Well, no, that wasn't a mini Aston Martin. That was a mini
was a real,
car, like a mini car.
It looked like, but it looked like what it was.
But yeah, $150,000.
Yep.
What's it do? Does it shoot anything out or not?
I don't know.
It's literally like those toy Jeeps that you see a lot of kids
it's like
driving
the ones,
around.
Yeah, the battery powered one. But it actually does have like, they're not actual real guns that come out, but there's like little things that come out of the lights.
Ooh.
It's on the wedding registry.
Mm. Yes. That with the summer home and the home and back bay.
Yes.
I think your invitation's going to be lost in the mail, Greg.
No.
Santo.
No.
They already sent out to save the date.
Nope, we haven't sent those out yet. Those will be coming to your mailboxes very shortly.
Here is Jerry. Oh, Jerry, I think Jerry has us on hold.
Ooh, this is relaxing.
It is. It really is. Yes. Jerry, good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Gregory. How are you?
What's up, Jerry?
Motivated by the level of this morning's discourse,
yes,
I've been thinking about what is the difference between Tom Brady today and, say, 15 years ago. And I think it's his relationship to the press. And I don't mean like him and Scratchy being buddy-buddy. I mean how he perceives the press intellectually, where he is with, or maybe even emotionally, where he is with the press. 15 years ago, he used the press to motivate him because the press said, he can't do it. He's too short. They're too fat, too lumpy, too whatever. And he used all of that as motivation to make himself better. Over the period of time, that press has changed from he can't do it to this guy's pretty good to this guy's the greatest ever. And in that progression, he started to believe his own press, as the saying goes. Now, let's ask this question. If he was playing for Detroit last year, would he have won a Super Bowl?
No.
Why?
Because
Tampa Bay is stacked.
Yeah, they're stacked.
Tampa Bay is stacked, without question. He has never really played on a team that wasn't, at the very least, better than average. At the very least, if not upper echelon team, whether it be offense, defense, or some other aspects, coaching, all that stuff. The entire football, unlike a lot of other sports, there is the combination of all these elements that have to come together. You can't be a stupid coach. You can't be a lame arm quarterback.
Wait, hold on, Jerry. Just a quick aside from the diatribe here. So Bruce Arians was a guy that was a punchline in the NFL, and Tom Brady's teams have won the Super Bowl every other season since 2014. 2014, 2016, 2018, and 2020. Do you believe that all those teams were the most talented rosters in the NFL that season?
Amongst the most talented rosters.
No, I said, do you think it was the most talented roster in the NFL those seasons?
You know what? I don't know that you can say definitively the. I don't know that you can definitively say one is better than the other.
They had the best coach, though.
Well, they're the best quarterback who makes the coach.
But Curtis, if you put all the other accoutrements together like you're making a soup, you can make a great soup.
Ooh.
I do love
soup. I do love bisque, actually. I prefer bisque to soup.
French onion. That's the greatest soup.
Quality ingredients make the best bisque.
It's amazing, Jerry, because Tampa Bay, Jerry.
Nothing for you!
Jerry, Tampa Bay was a punchline nationally. The losingest franchise in the history of professional sports. Look it up.
Hey, Curtis, you're not a bad dude, but you suck at this.
And they somehow, all of a sudden, are the model franchise. The Patriots, which for two decades were the model franchise, now are overpaying for Jonnu Smith and their quarterback can't find the end zone with Waze.
By the way, French onion soup is great without the soup part. Just the cheese and the bread.
I like the soup
part.
No, I like the onions and I like the
soup
little
is
bread.
So good.
I don't like the onions. I could do without the onions.
That's the goat of soup.
Yeah. Ooh, I like lobster. Come down here after. I got blue soup and everything.
Blue soup and everything. All right. When are we going to we gonna get to Edelman quick before we get to trending?
Yeah, let's do it now quick. It's only a minute. We could play the whole thing, but half of it is, of course, them playing your clip.
Okay.
But let me set up from the beginning. So they don't give the show any credit or the station.
Okay.
They have Phil Simms read this phony like cue card as to somebody who mysteriously sent in a question. Here's Simms.
Dear 11, I've been watching the show. Just wanted you to make sure. You know that I'm watching the show. You do know that, correct? So are you crystal clear? Take a look at this from Bill Tube TV. Thanks in advance, Bill from New England.
Ooh. Edelman is impersonating you again.
So then they go into the clip.
Okay, they go into the clip.
Okay, so it's a terrible setup. Okay. But then here's Edelman, who reacts to seeing the Belichick thing.
Oh! Yeah, that's what he heard. Silence, like, oh, let's move on, I'm sure. How about that?
I literally am nervous right now.
You should be.
I feel it. I'm a little, got some butterflies.
That voice comes out, man. Well, listen.
It's not the voice, it's the look.
It's the look. It's the tone. Yeah. It's just... Hey, but I got to say this, Kate, yes. Great job today.
And that's it.
That's it.
Oh.
Well, I wanted him to challenge Bill to do the impression.
Yeah.
Or say, hey, my buddy Greg did a great job there in that spot.
I don't care about that. Why is he going to mention? Why did he mention some hack from Boston? That's a national
Your
program.
Name got it, or your voice got in there.
Yeah. My voice was there.
What if Julian would have played Greg's voicemail text message?
Yes.
Did you send him one?
No, I did not.
Maybe that's why he hasn't gone back to you.
I am excited about the fact that he will be honored on Sunday at halftime.
Oh, I thought you were about to say on the show.
I know, thought you were going to break some news.
But well-deserved. I mean, the man probably has the greatest catch in franchise history.
Oh, yeah.
Foxborough right? Forever
by
chance.
By far? Is there any catch by anybody else that maybe
NFL history?
In terms of degree of difficulty and surprising, when N'Keal Harry made that catch, the one catch he has.
Why not honor him next week? The following game against the Bucks.
He'll be playing for the Bucks the following week. That's why they can't honor him. Well, yeah, why didn't they do that?
And then they could have rolled in honoring Brady and Gronk all together. Ooh, so then it would have been, kind of brushed under the rug.
Unless they have something planned for the Bucks game, even bigger honoring.
Right. Well, they're going to honor Tom Brady Sr. at halftime during the Bucks game. All right, here is Ken and what is trending.
Damn right.
Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
By the way, Ken, huge lentil soup guy.
Oh, I do love lentil soup. That's a good soup.
Yes.
Underrated.
He has a 4-year supply of it left that he brought. He bought pre-pandemic.
That's true. I've got some Progresso soups.
It's the condensed soup.
No, it's Progressive.
he bought the condensed version in case he had to use some kind of a cooktop in the backyard because it shut the electricity off because of a global pandemic.
He has it in a safe.
And there is something that has shocked me with today's show.
What is it?
That you two have, everybody has missed in here.
What?
But I would thought you wouldn't have missed it, Greg. And I thought, Ken, you wouldn't have missed it. And Courtney, I thought, would have been on it.
What is it?
And do I not say it now?
Sure. What, are you trying to do a tease?
Yeah, because I feel like this should be a conversation.
All right.
Okay,
what we've all missed on the show coming up in just a little bit after trending.
Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Don't miss what we all missed on the show when Wiggy tells us about that coming up.
For now, welcome to Adventure Elevated. It's the all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness. Find your authorized retailer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Big day today. Alex Cora, 2:30 with Maloney and Fourier. Rodney Harrison, 4:30. Tommy Kern, 1:10 with Gresham Keefe. That'll be good. Curtis had a hot poll question earlier, which I don't think we've got the results for. We'll tease that for later in trending, Curtis, while you look that up. But the Red Sox, are they the top billing today? Maybe not with Tom Brady Sr., but 6 wins in a row, Greg. You got to give it to them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How about the last 21 home games, 7.7 runs per game in those contests?
Yeah, well, Lou was on this show a couple weeks ago talking about how Toronto was peaking at the absolute right time. Can you now say that the Red Sox are peaking at a better time?
You can. They need to. Game and a half up on Toronto and 2 up on the Yankees. Both those teams won. Red Sox, though, 87-65 with 10 left. One more with the Mets tonight, 7:10, your first pitch.
Ken, if you could see one of the two teams, who would you prefer to see, Yankees or Toronto?
Oh, Yankees for sure. Okay. Lou was right. Toronto is scary. Vlad Guerrero Jr., that guy could totally swing the game. But
the junior infield?
The junior infield.
The all, like, Major League Baseball
Lourdes
studs? Yeah,
Lourdes Gurriel Jr. A lot of juniors. All right, poll question results, Curtis?
All right.
Practice today, by the way, 12:45.
The poll question was, where do you stand on Tom Brady Sr.'s comments to Tommy Curran regarding Bill Belichick? Tom Sr. needs to move on. 75% of the vote.
Ooh.
Only 25% say they totally agree with Tom Brady's dad.
Yep.
There
Turn
we go.
The page.
This is a bad move by Brady and his father.
Yeah.
They have turned the narrative against him. Like, if they took the high road, you know, he gets the celebration, he gets the applause, nothing now.
Oh.
Now it's war.
It's ancient.
Now it's on.
It's ancient history. Move on.
So, Ken, if the Bucs blow out the Patriots a week from Sunday, you're going to still be citing that they had this thing that he said to Tommy Curran?
This game won't be a blowout. No, Patriots will ball control this game to a low-scoring affair, one way or the other.
Okay.
They will.
If they blow them out, you're not going to remember what Tom Sr. said to Tommy Curran. That's the point.
Bruins training camp opens in Brighton today. Revs in Chicago tonight, 8 p.m. Match with the Fire. The Revs are 17-4-5. Pretty good team there. And that's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
More of the Greg Hill Show.
Greg Hill Show.
Now on WEEI.
Just a little bit, it is Gresh and Keefe, and I cannot wait to hear Tom E. Curran, who will join them at 10 minutes past 1 o'clock. That's 1:10 if you're doing the double time checks like Gresh is, or that is 50 minutes before 2. 1:10, 50 minutes before 2, Tom E. Curran on the program.
Hour 10 minutes past noon.
What was the Wiggy? I am breathlessly waiting for you to tell me what we have all missed on the show this morning.
You know what? And I'm shocked. From you, Greg, not so much from you that you missed this, but Ken.
Yeah.
Ken really, and Courtney.
Yep.
Because Courtney does the news. Curtis, I don't know where you fall on this. One of the most iconic groups ever is doing a world tour. And they haven't been on tour, they haven't shared the stage in almost 15 years.
You talking about Tony?
No, I'm talking about the Fugees.
Oh. Really?
How did you miss that?
I didn't.
Ready or not.
There you go. The Fugees are doing a 12 kind of locations all across America and the rest of the world. And it kicks off in a couple of weeks. They haven't set the date for their first venue, which is going to be in New York. Tickets go on sale the 24th of this month.
And you want to go, you will go see that. I'm guessing. If that's iconic to you, then you will go see that.
The Fugees?
Yeah. I'm sad I missed Tony. They've done it again. They got back together. That was the excuse that the mayor of San Francisco used for being out in public without a mask on. I don't know if you saw that. Did you see that?
I did.
So in San Francisco, they reinstituted the mask mandate on August 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly the mayor was out at a club without the mask on.
Right.
And so yesterday she held a press conference to explain how that happened.
I was there. I was eating and I was drinking and I was sitting with my friends and everyone who came in there was vaccinated. So the fact that we have turned this into a story about being maskless, no, I'm not going to sip and put my mask on, sip and put my mask on, sip and put my mask on, eat and put my mask on. While I'm eating and I'm drinking, I'm going to keep my mask off. So the fact that this is even a story is sad. Fact is, there was something that was really monumental that occurred, and that is Tony, the original members who have not performed in public for, I believe, at least over 20 years. They are just really some of the most incredible artists in the history of this country and the Bay Area in particular, and the fact that that is getting lost here is very unfortunate.
That is good deflection.
It's a great group, though.
It's very great deflection.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? We need a list of every politician who has not followed their mandates during the pandemic. The list is endless.
You know what's amazing about all these stories is that these people in positions of power that enact these regulations and mandates get so outraged.
There you go, Ken.
When anybody has the idea.
Let it breathe.
Yeah. Curtis was talking, Ken.
Oh.
Sorry, Curtis. Guys.
A little Tony trivia for you.
Ooh.
Everybody in the room?
Yes.
Yeah.
The lead singer, Raphael Sadiq, other known, born as Charles Ray Wiggins, and his brother, composer in the same group, Dwayne Wiggins.
Ooh, any relation?
I don't know.
We got to do a family tree now.
They might be. I don't know. They're from the West Coast. I might have relatives out there. Wiggins is actually my father's last name. Like I said, I never met him, so he might have had kids all over the world. So who knows? I could
have
be related
done, like,
to
a
Tony,
23
Tony,
and me?
Tony. No, I ain't never done a 23andMe.
Can you imagine what would show up if you did a 23andMe?
I think it'd be really interesting.
I don't know who I'd be related to. I know I'd have some family members in the Caribbean, Italy, and probably somewhere from the motherland, Africa. So we'd be all over the place. That was a great song right there, Tony. It never rains in Southern California. Curtis, what were you saying?
I have no idea.
He was talking about the mask or something.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, new low moment for Ken now that he's a manager. I tweeted out breaking, Ken Laird does not think Brady won enough. It was tongue-in-cheek as part of our conversation that breaking has always been BS.
Mm-hmm.
He deletes the tweet.
Mm. Well, taking me out of context, totally misrepresenting me.
I mean, my God.
And it's a staple. He never does it to himself, but he's happy to do it to anybody else.
And you got
to
refer to him as Boss Man Lid.
Right.
Thank you.
Boss Man.
And you have the Twitter account password. You can do whatever you want.
And I did.
What was your issue with the Joan Jett rejoin and what was missed?
Oh, no, I was just telling Curtis how great that was. Triple threat. It was her birthday. It was also appropriate for Brady because it's I Hate Myself for Loving You, and it's the Sunday Night Football theme, yeah, which they're playing on Sunday night that week.
I see.
So just appreciate the magic of that. And Curtis is like, oh.
Well, it's your version of the triple-double.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's Derek. Hello, Derek.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
What's up, Derek?
Hey, I got a question for you guys. Who picked the Silverchair rejoin?
I think Ken did.
Yep.
That's a great tune, man.
It is a great tune.
Song? Throwback.
Australian band, and they were like 17 years old when they did that song. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Eddie?
This is a three-pronged thing. I mean, hear me out. Left for the minute, three things.
Okay.
The Patriots should roll out the red carpet for Brady, but at the end of the carpet, they should say, we're coming here to beat your butt. Right?
They should say what?
We're here to beat you.
We're here to beat you.
Whatever you want to call it, right?
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So the second one is Brady played here 20 years, won 6 championships.
Yes, he
right?
did. Yes, he
accurate.
Did.
He's the only player on the current or any roster of any professional team that in recent history that won all 6 without anybody else being on the roster. leave you. You know what I mean?
LOL.
Nobody else won all 6. So the third one, because I want to hear you guys comment on it.
All right.
The third one is the reason, like you talk about the five-year deal back in 2016 after the greatest comeback in NFL history. He wanted a five-year deal to retire when he was 44, 45. He would have signed a one-year deal, you know, at the end of the 5 year and just gone out with $50 million and maybe won, maybe lost, whatever. But he left because he's got more to do. That's it.
All right, thanks, Eddie.
And the Fugees are only playing in 8 cities in America. New York, Chicago, Oakland, where we know Tony's from.
Fargo.
Los Angeles, Atlanta, Miami, Newark, New Jersey, and D.C.
So would you go to Atlanta?
I would New York's the closest, but I would either go New York, Atlanta, or Miami.
No woman, no cry.
Fugees, man, I'm telling you.
Texter wants to know, says I never revealed what I learned when I had dinner with Santo last night.
Mm.
Should I reveal that before the end of the show?
Yeah, I would love to know.
Uh-oh.
I learned that he is planning a 30th birthday party for you.
Oh, yes.
And that despite what you've said on the show, you are intimately familiar with every detail of the party. Essentially, you are planning it yourself.
Planning
your own 30th birthday.
He said no.
That is exactly what
douche of the week.
No.
That
is fraudulent.
You said on this show, you put your finger on the side of your cheek and you said, I hope Santo will throw a birthday
party. I didn't.
And now, another episode of Douche Move.
This is fraudulent. I did not know back then. He came home. He said, obviously it's your 30th. You know we're going to do something. Do you want to know? Do you want to be in charge?
Okay.
Of who I invite from out of town, people that we send. And I said, sure. I said, I don't want to make it a surprise. Obviously, I know something's going on.
So you're planning your own 30th
birthday. I did not plan anything.
I heard there's a mode of transportation, a special mode of transportation.
That I did not plan.
That being used in the party.
There is a caterer that I did not book. There is a table that I did not book.
Is that a potty bus?
No, a party bus.
Yes, mode of transportation.
No, a trolley.
A trolley.
A trolley, yeah. Yes. A trolley.
You know the trolleys that go around?
The
trolley will be taking the guests from spot to spot.
Yes.
I heard it was a duck boat.
I'm very excited. Very nice.
So you know
of him.
All the details about your birthday.
He said that there are some I don't, but that is fraudulent that I planned it. I did not plan it.
Did you know that Greg was jumping out of your birthday cake?
Don't ruin all the surprises.
I will be eating the birthday cake, not jumping out of it.
The trolley will make a stop at Davio's.
Mm. But yes,
I mean, just a little fraudulent to say you know nothing about.
I didn't
your party
know anything about it.
The whole
I didn't.
Thing.
I am but not planning it.
Yes, I can't
not
wait. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
Can
great.
We invite some listeners?
You gotta talk to Santo. He's planning.
Oh, yeah, that's Santo.
When is it?
October 22nd.
October 22nd.
It's a Friday.
Oh, Greg's plus one is the hot seafood tower.
I think Loco Lounge, the new Loco Lounge, is going to be 410 Broadway.
That's where
spot.
It's going to be at.
I think so.
Well, you've been there.
The little Mexican restaurant, right?
Yeah, yes. The Tequila Lounge next.
Yeah,
to Loco.
That was dope.
Good spot. All right, we can take a break. We will be right back.
Talk. The power to save lives. Join WEEI on Thursday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for I'm Listening, a live 2-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports and insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals. As we strive to destigmatize talking about mental health, you are not alone. Join us September 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. for I'm Listening. Listen right here on WEEI and on the Odyssey app for more information. Visit imlistening.org, presented by the Massachusetts Department of Mental Health.
A dedication to all the refugees.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn. Abba sopping the crookedness. How's it mingle with the good people we meet? Good friends we had, good friends we've lost along the way. In this great future, you can't forget your past. So try your
to my peeps who passed away. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. Say, say, say.
All right, well, the waning moments of this program, this is Michael. Michael, hello?
Hello.
What's up, Michael?
Two things. First of all, it's obviously Dale that's jumping out of the cake, not you, Greg.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
And, that's a big cake. And the other thing, Courtney, if you really do care for Santos, bring his nuts with him. Bring his nuts with you to the party.
Of course. I would never leave them at home.
Don't leave them at home, especially that one day.
Okay. You know, I would
call,
never.
Call them around to everybody, you know. Hey, look what I got, you know.
All right. All right. Well, Gresham Keefe is next. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the Red Sox front office report at 9, Chaim Bloom.
Maybe we can get those dope sweatshirts, the Boston Marathon ones that Ken said.
Well, Ken said you can't buy them anywhere.
Yeah, but don't you think we can get a Connect from Chaim Bloom? Like, have him send the bunch to the
yes,
studio?
Yes, and the hats, too.
Well, if he sends them here, we're going to give them away. We're not going to keep them.
We could give some away.
No, we give them to the listeners.
Yeah, I want a 2X and a hat.
I'm not one for accepting free items.
What?
We're going to say farewell. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. And Gresh and Keefe with Tom E. Curran at 1:10 is next.
Coming up next, it's Gresh and Keefe on EEI.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.